علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the first sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and in this sermon he touches many topics that are to do with the belief system of every Muslim, and he also speaks about the prophethood, the issue of prophethood. And in one of those phrases he says that the prophets are always successful in their missions. That means each and every prophet that came, despite the pressure that came from the enemies, neither did they make errors nor were they influenced. That is one issue, because prophets can never be influenced by foreign power. No, that's not an issue at all for the prophets. But rather, they did some things that made them fulfill that mission. And none of these foreign elements were able to stop the progress and the manifestation of victory for those prophets and messengers. They were always victorious, even if they were killed and even if they were martyred.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, the teachings of these prophets that seemingly may seem to have been defeated by foreign factors, maybe because of the fact that they were killed or they were not allowed to perform their tabligh and their duties. For example, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he was forced by the people and, you know, he was disturbed by his own community to that degree that they wanted to kill him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him. So should we say that the Prophet Isa alayhi salam was not successful in his mission? He was successful in his mission. That which he was supposed to do and what he was required to perform, he did. Not only that, but the mission for which he was sent, that mission was achieved, even though he was raised. Why do I say so? I say that because, yes, for a specific period of time, maybe his teachings were changed or they were not taken seriously. But a time came when his teachings were revived and his teachings were taken very seriously. by the Muslims, for instance. There are a group of Christians that are still adhering to the idea of one God. Those groups of people that took those teachings seriously. The Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he died. And he did not see the fructification of his efforts. Does it mean that he was not successful in his mission? No, he was successful. He did exactly what he was supposed to do in that puzzle of guidance of humanity. He did that. Yes, but he didn't see the Jews and the children of Israel successful. He didn't see that success with his eyes to see that first monotheistic society to be built. He didn't see that. But he did what he was required. Not only that, the mission for which he was sent, he had fulfilled it. And this is something that we should realize, that all the prophetic movements, if they are truthful, they leave a mark that is, together with other factors, going to finalize and epitomize into that final actualization of the success of all the prophetic missions, inshallah. I'll give you an example, an example that even you can use from Iran itself, a simple example. For example, we had one Shaheed called Shaheed Mudarris. This Shaheed Mudarris, he saw that the Iranian society, the Iranians were being oppressed by these superpowers of that time. And he gave a statement which is alive till today.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, I give the example of Shaheed Mudarris, and we say that that statement that he gave is alive till today. And what was that statement? That statement was that we will have an equation, or what we call a negative-negative equation. That's what he postulated, a negative-negative equation. What do I mean by negative-negative equation? You see, before that, there was something called the positive-positive equation, whereby the Iranian government was supposed to bow down to the whims of both powers. So, for example, if they give a certain benefit to the Russians, they had to give a similar benefit to the Europeans, to the French or the British. Because if they would give a benefit to the Russians would, the Europeans would say, hey, why did you give that benefit to the Europeans? You have to give us another benefit to balance out the equation. So basically it was positive, positive. Mudarris postulated this theory and said that no, negative, negative. That means you don't give in to the whims of the Europeans, and also you do not give in to the whims of the Russians. You do what you are supposed to do as a nation. So if one community says, so that being the case, you destroy that whole paradigm that they want for you. They say, if you give it to the Russians, then you have to give something to the Europeans. You say, no, we will not give anything to the Russians, nor will we give anything to the Europeans. And therefore, the balance of equation is like that. And there was a theory that he postulated at that time. It was not taken seriously until came the time of Musaddiq, and he brought back that theory. And he said that, look, we can't always be waiting for these superpowers and to say that, for example, if you give that power something, you have to give me. No, we will not give any concession to any of them. So none of them have to complain. And this idea was the reason why finally he was removed in the coup, because he refused to bow down to both sides. And this was something that was that culminated into his removal. Generally, this is a historical discussion that has a lot of things. But I just wanted to give this point that, you know, sometimes some reformist may bring about a statement and you might think that that statement didn't have any effect. But no, afterwards it came out, it was unearthed and it was revived, and it became a serious issue. Now the examples that I gave can be also be read in the website of the leader, khamenei.ir, for more information, inshallah. We will discuss more about this topic in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه